Rodin yn test sifan. Sim yn cwff mem gym o starting da lach o kiba da fe. This is very exciting and it's also very scary. Because this mitzvah is the introduction. Also, if you look at the Pirkei Tshuva, this is a very powerful introduction of how chashuv this mitzvah is, and the benefits at the same time. Also, if there's such incredible benefits, the punishment, someone that mezalza on this mitzvah, and especially in this generation, it's interesting that it became much more prevalent based on really a society that people are not so careful with kibud avim the way it's supposed to be. A lot of heterim that really are not based on halacha. So b'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to try to get as much clarity as we can. Okay, here we go. Aleph. Halacha is that the person has to be very careful when it comes to kibud avim, and there's two parts to it. There's kibud avim and there's meira. Why is that? The Kitzur tells us based on Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu compared his honor and his reverence, we call it meira, means reverence, and awe to the father and the mother. Chazal says, so it says by father and the mother. So Chazal are teaching us, since it says the lashon of kabed in both places by a father and a mother, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, we have to the Rebbeinu Shem compared the kibud avayim and the meira to his own meira and kibud, and it also fits with the fact that Chazal say that there's really three partners when it comes to a human being: HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the father and the mother. Interesting that the father gives what's called the white part of the human being, and the mother gives the red part. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in the neshama, which is the ability to see, to be able to hear, to speak. Really fascinating. So when a person is mechabed his father and his mother, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Mani aleihem, I consider it k'tei dati v'nevi kim din." It's as if I dwelt amongst them and they honored me. So it's felt interesting that when you're being mechabed your father and the mother, you're really honoring Hashem, and it fits very well with the idea that it's there's a partnership. Okay, now the next halach is the Kitzur defines us. So what exactly is meira? What does that mean to be in awe, to revere a father and a mother? So the answer is Chazal say layamad mukayim, person not allowed to stand in the specific designated place for the father or the mother. That means to say it's a chash of a place that a father and a mother stand or sit. One is not allowed to sit or stand in such a place. If it's a place that is miyuchad, for example, designated to daven, one should not sit in a place that usually sits in the house, meaning it has to be a covered place. That's why there's certain leniencies when it comes to, even in shul, I saw there's some leniencies, that especially the father doesn't mind. Technically speaking, mother and the father could be moichel the covered. So that's why there are certain leniencies. And he goes on to explain that a person should not also included in Moira is Loisoises Dvarav. Soises Dvarav means to contradict words of a parent. Unfortunately, this could be very common. It can, and this halacha applies even if it's the news. Now you're wrong. The president, the right president for the United States is this and that. That could actually be included in Soises Dvarav. I remember seeing that there's a machlokes about this in the Hashulchan, but that's the Achares HaPoskim. That's to be very careful with these things. And when it comes to learning, a person is allowed to respectfully go through the sugyas with his father or his mother, but to directly contradict one's parents, one is not allowed to do so. Even to say, I think dad or mom's opinion is correct, that's called to be machia, their opinion, let's say they're arguing with someone, that could be disrespectful. Now, how far does Moira Ha'av and Aim go? So this is scary. Chazal say, and the kids quote this, a son is wearing very chashuva clothing, and he's sitting, at the head of some table, and it's the middle of an incredible, important meeting with all the delegates, and suddenly the father and the mother come, and they tear his clothing, and hit him on the head, and he spit on his face. He's not allowed to shame them, or pain them, or get angry. Rather, he should be silent, and he should be fearful in front of Melech Melech HaMelechim, who commanded him to do so. That's incredible challenge. But says a kitzur, he could take them to court, meaning to din, to a base din, for the loss that they caused. Now that's also interesting that if a person could avoid that, that's certainly the right thing to do. But what you see from here is the acceptance that a person has to have. Now, good question, that even I didn't see the kids, the Piskachus discuss where it becomes, let's say, a verbal abuse and all the different things that today people claim. But you see from this halacha that it's very, very difficult, and a person is allowed to, as the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch is, that a person is allowed to, if he sees that his father and his mother are harming his property, let's say they're taking a bat and smashing his car, he could stop them. There are always opinions that you're allowed to do so, but still it should be done in the most respectful way. So what we see from here is, and this I think is already shows you the level of acceptance that a child has to have when it comes to his parents, even if the parents are unhealthy and all the different excuses. When it comes to Kibud Avaim, there is a beautiful, and the Piskechuvah quotes this from the Sefer Charedim, that explains what exactly is really kibud. How do you, so until now we're really discussing Moira, now we're about honoring. So the simple understanding of honoring is like the Gemara says, machila, you feed him, person obligated to feed, to water, to clothe, and really the chatchila wants to do so, should buy food, should buy, to the degree that a person has to also, and this is brought down in the Achronim, that if they want to move in, because they're weak and they don't have anyone to take care of them, they have to allow them to move into the house, unless, interesting, tshuva, from tshuva's on, it's really based on the Rambam, if the wife is against the idea, so then they have to find a place for them, etc. But the chatchila person has to honor them and take care of all the different needs that they have. The Sefer Charedim writes an incredible language. He says that part of mitzvah's kibud avim is to honor them in thought, and he should be medame be'inav shem gedoylim v'nichbedei eretz, that they're incredible chashuv people, even though other people not necessarily consider them so chashuv. That is the ikar mitzvah kibud. Fascinating. Otherwise, it's not really considered honoring Hashem, because we said it's honoring parents, honoring Hashem. Now, in order to do so, Chaim Shalevitz has a beautiful pshat explanation where he says that a person should look and identify his mom, his mother, and his father by certain qualities that they have, and that's what they should focus on. Part of the mitzvah also is to love them more than his body, soul, and neshama. Fascinating. This is based on the Zohar Kadosh. Okay, next. Whenever a person is taking care of his parents, it should be done with a very friendly and smiley face. Because the Chazal say that if a person can give the fanciest food, but it's done with a mean face, then he gets punished for doing so. When it comes to a father and a mother that are sleeping, the famous story with Dama ben Asina. So the halacha is, let's say the father and the mother sleeping, and the key to the son's store is underneath their pillows. Allah is not allowed to wake them up. Unbelievable. Even though he's going to lose a lot, because this is called Minyas Revach. It's the potential of profit that a person is obligated to lose. However, if the father is going to benefit from being woken up, and if he doesn't, the father is going to be pained that he lost out on the opportunity of making money, then it's a mitzvah to wake him up. Why? Because you know he's going to be happy. This is also true if he has to go to shul, davening, etc. The Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to wake up your parents because everyone's obligated to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of, as we see, the comparison, the parameters of Kibud Avim are very much related to the honor of Hashem. And the honor of Hashem comes first. If a person needs something in the city, and he knows that they'll do it either for him or they'll do it because his father, in honor of his father, he should specifically say it, his father, meaning he's the son of so-and-so, and they should do it in honor of him, because this gives cover to the father. If he knows that it's going to cause hatred, the chas v'sham, then of course don't say anything. If you're not sure, so it actually brought down the halacha, he should do whatever he'd like to do, whatever he thinks is a better way to do it. If his mother, a person's mother, said, do this for me, and he did it, and afterwards the father asked him, who told you to do that? And he knows if he's going to say, mom told me to do that, father's going to be angry at his mother. He's not allowed to say so, even though now he's going to be angry at him. There's an amazing chay adam. In the name of the Sefer Chassidim. A person's obligated to stand up for his father and his mother. Now, exactly how often, how much, not to push it, but the minig is to do it at least twice a day, morning and night. And one should really, from the time they see the parent, they should get up and they should stand up until they reach their destination. I saw even if a father or mother are brought in a wheelchair, a person has to stand up. A person has to honor his parents after their death. And if he mentions them, by the way, it's brought down that the honoring of after death is actually greater. It says it's greater in their death than during their lifetime. And very fascinating what exactly is included. So this includes from the time of death, Hesped, Kaddish, all the Hilchos Avelus. That's why it's important to keep the laws of Avelus, giving stock on their in their merit, and whatever one can mention them and say the following words, meaning specifically in the Besoich, in the Yud Beis Chodesh during the first year. So they're supposed to say Hareini Kapos Mishkava. People not so do this often enough, and Chaval, because really it's a big thing. Hareini Kapos Mishkava, basically, as the Kitzur explains, is saying that whatever punishment that my parent is supposed to have, if they're supposed to have, I would take it upon myself. So that's an amazing thing that a person says throughout the 12 months. Interesting, the Kaddish, you only say 11 months. 12 months, you still say this. As some say that you only do it 11 months. And after that, a person says, Zichrono livachal chayei olam haba, or Zichrona livachal chayei olam haba. It's interesting that this also, people just say, Zichrono livachal, there's what to rely on, but really it's better to say, the chayei olam haba. One more halacha, if a person is father or mother is a rasha and does averus, they're still obligated, a parent, a child, they're still obligated to honor and fear them, meaning be in awe of them. Even a mamzer is obligated in the honor of his and be moira of his father. Amazing, even though the father committed a terrible sin. Some say that he's not obligated to honor his father so long as he didn't do tshuva, but everyone agrees one's not allowed to paint him. And the kids who says la'chatchila, one should be machal with the first opinion. There is a discussion about someone that's a real kofel and against Moshe Rabbeinu and the Torah HaKadosh, etc. But even that today with the Chazon Ish and everyone that says it with Tinoka Shanishbu, one has to be very careful when it comes to these halachas. And this is where we're holding today. Have a beautiful day.